8 years ago, I was suddenly luckily diagnosed with high blood pressure. My GP sent me home with a fortnight's paper and obviously tablets. The next day was sunny, so the wife said, come on, I'll take you for a drive. I couldn't open the door. I couldn't literally open my own front door. I was petrified. I thought I was losing my mind. I stood there and I couldn't physically open the door.
Could you say why at that time? Could you explain to your wife?
No, it was such a shock. I thought I was dreaming. This happens in films and movies and people. It took me nearly 2 months to open the front door. And when I got outside, it took me nearly another month to walk down to the corner shop, which I couldn't go in because there were people there. Well, this was really getting to me. And I'm ashamed to say that one night I had a bottle of tablets and a glass of water. And it came so close. Dear God, it did. But obviously I didn't. After that, then, I must really take my hat off to my counsellor. She was very good, Kim. One-to-one. And slowly sort of dragged me out of it. A year later, my daughter was getting married in a local church. I was dreading it. I said, I can't go. The Fedus, that lady, she gave me certain things to do. And I got through it, but I failed the reception. The most expensive meal I paid for, and I didn't have it.
Did you just go home?
I was in a taxi and home.
Right. Your depression was still very much with you at this time.
Well, I couldn't get myself to say I had it. I knew I had the panic attacks. That was obvious. Where the depression came in, you know, perhaps I had the wrong idea. I still can't fathom it, but that's what I suppose we've got.
But when you thought about going out, never mind going to your daughter's wedding, but just going out the front door, out to the shops, what was the feeling you had?
It was like a numb feeling. And it was like you were on pause. You know, you pause the television. And it frightened the living daylights out of me.
So do you avoid all sorts of social situations now? You plan not to go to them?
Yes, unfortunately. I go to my local pub, which I've been going to for about 40 years, so I know the place backwards. I can only drive to about 4 places. Otherwise, I've got to be driven. 4 years ago, I started with my wife to go on the bus to Swansea. I started to get off the bus, a little walk around, half an hour, back on. And one day, I had a belt out of an attack. And that then put the end to the bus rides. Now I've been looking at them and thinking about it. And after this four-year thing that is on PM, I thought, right, now then, this is now or never. It's going to be a crunch day.
You're going to get on the bus to Swansea?
Yeah, Wednesday, yeah. It's only down the bottom of the road, so I know the times of the bus, so I won't have to be hanging around.
Are you going to get off the bus in Swansea, or is it just about being on the bus? That'll be enough.
I think I've got to get off. There's there's cafes in the quadrant, and they're going to have it's only an half an hour turnaround, so if I can have a cup of tea at a bun or something, and if I can get a seat at the back. Another thing that I found is if I go anywhere at all, as long as I got a wall behind me, I can see the exit. I'm not too bad. They are little things I found over the years.
Now, Geoffrey, you wrote to us. Did you tell your family that you were writing to us?
I didn't then. I have now.
Oh, you wrote to us and then you told them?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for confiding in me first. That was nice of you. What did the family say?
Well, they've been very supportive. It's a great help.
And why would you tell 4 million PM listeners before you would tell your own family? What's that about?
Well, I thought putting it out there would give me the real kick I needed on the Wednesday. If people know that I'm going to do it, even if they don't know me, but they might think, oh, I wonder how he got on, or did he make it? So it's a thing about not letting people I don't know down. I know that might not sound very nice, but I don't know.
I understand.
It's the push, it is. I've actually walked down to the bus stop 18 times and not got on. You know, I thought, well, crikey, come on now, you know. Is it 65 now? I got a bus pass. It won't cost me.
It's a bargain.
A bargain, yes.
Geoffrey, I obviously can't speak for all the people who are listening, but I wish you all the best, and I suspect they will wish you all the best, and they will want to know how you got on. And I'll tell you, although I want to encourage you as much as possible, please take it easy, look after yourself. We wish you well, and either way, no matter what happens, please drop us an email, let us know how it goes, and I think we'll all be thinking of you.
Right, before I go, another reason I'm doing this is to try and help other people in this situation. But, I'm gearing myself up.